Hello and welcome to On the Drive Home. My name is Jeremiah.
And I'm the oddest to his sea. Katie?
I was thinking I should be like Jeremiasis or something.
Jeremiasis?
And you could be...
Kaedicus?
Catalope.
Catalope. Oh, I like that. I was just thinking Kaedicus.
Kaedicus.
Yep, we saw The Odyssey. We actually saw a movie on opening weekend.
Man. Yeah, it's Friday night. It's the night that the movie came out. I mean, obviously they have early stuff nowadays, but opening night.
Brings us back to the old days, pre-kids.
Yeah.
You know?
We should try to figure out when the last time we saw a movie on like opening night or Thursday night or something would be. It's been a while.
It's been about a good 10 years.
Yeah.
Right?
It's been almost as long as it took Odysseus to get from the Trojan War back home.
There we go. Hey, yeah. Point taken there.
So that's the plot. You got Odysseus. He went off to the Trojan War and trying to come back home, but the gods do not want him to necessarily come back home. So a journey that should have taken a couple weeks took a couple decades, it seems like.
Was it 20 years or 10? I know he was...
I think it was like somewhere between 10 and 20.
Okay, all right.
That's at least what they were saying in the movie.
That's what I kind of thought. Okay. Yeah, written and directed by Christopher Nolan, and he based it off of Homer's Odyssey. Who would have known, like, here's a joke that we say a lot with this. Who would have known that Homer Simpson was such a great writer?
Talented poem writer.
Exactly. Jeremiah just said it. Basically, Odysseus has come back from the Trojan War. He's trying to get home. And that's his journey back. And it's like a collection of little short adventures, I guess you could kind of say.
Yeah. The movie was done really with... it wasn't like a linear, like, this happens and then so on and so forth. It kind of like, you know, shows a scene and then there's a flashback and it'll jump back to somebody else's story and then they'll have a flashback and kind of jumps around throughout the movie. And then by the end, it kind of catches up to itself and you understand where everything's at. It wasn't like it was really complicated, but it was a little jarring, a little bit.
I felt the beginning was very jarring, honestly. It went back and forth, too much almost. I wouldn't say I had a... You kind of knew where he was supposed to be, but you had a hard time kind of following, and it was just jumping, back and forth. For me, the movie got a lot better more in the middle of it. I guess when it stayed a little more consistent, and you knew, because they had... What they jumped around a lot was... They would jump from Odysseus's past when he first had his son to when he's leaving for the war. And then you had his son searching for him.
Like after he'd been missing and not coming back from the war.
Exactly. But they kept jumping here, there, and everywhere. And I did have a hard time following with some of that.
And I think I've been watching like a bunch of like, you know, YouTube videos that just kind of talk about the Odyssey story.
Uh-huh.
And so I feel like I was able to follow it more, but that's because I almost did like research, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
Just watching fun YouTube videos about it, just to kind of be like, oh, well, what, because I remember some stuff from when I was a kid in school and, you know, like Jason and the Argonauts and all these different things that kind of have similar, stories in there. But it was fun to watch do my homework, I guess I'll say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think without having that, I probably would have been a little muffled at the beginning as well.
Yes. And I agree, because I didn't watch all that like you did. I think I fell asleep when you have your late night watching TV.
Yeah.
And so I do remember some basic stuff, probably from, you know, what we were required to read it, like in your 10th grade, or you read parts of it or something like that, you know, in your English class. And I remember parts, and it was really interesting in the movie. I remember like, oh, I remember this happened or that. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of fun to have some of those flashbacks, like, oh, yeah, I remember reading about that.
Yeah.
But other than that, though, it seemed like it felt pretty true to the story. I mean, what would you say?
I mean, I don't, all I know is what I remember from, like, you know, growing up. I've never, like, sat down and actually read the Homer's Odyssey or anything like that. So if it seemed like it was an accurate representation of what was going on there. I mean, it's, you know, very stylized and whatnot. I guess one of the big things that Nolan did is, like, gave everybody just modern-day American accents and you know, dialogue, which it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I was really worried that they weren't going to have, you know, like some sort of like elevated level of speech. And I don't know what that exactly that would be. Like, you know, when you watch like Lord of the Rings, you expect like British accents and things like that. I don't know what like a Greek accent would be like for a whole movie, or if it would sound good or not. Maybe that's why they didn't do it. I don't know, but it did feel like that would have been nice to have. And yeah, like some of the costumes and stuff that they have, it's weird because it's like, it was fine, but I always thought that like Nolan was like really big, like he goes through this effort, like they made these ships, like they're made these ships for them to sail, and they're filming it, and it's like it looks like it's like true to life of what they had back then. But then they have some of these costumes, and you're like, this is nothing that they would have worn back in this time. This is really, it was kind of jarring and odd. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it was a stylistic choice. It just seemed kind of strange to me.
It didn't fit for me.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. A lot of the stuff he did in there didn't fit, in my opinion. And I'm not trying to get political or woke or whatever, you know, but I feel like a lot of stuff just did not work. Like, they were trying to. Especially with the... I felt like a bunch of Americans were going out. Modern-day Americans.
Yeah.
They're all like, here we are, modern-day Americans. We're Greek. And we're fighting, you know, the Trojan War. Yeah. And you're like, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't make sense. But you're like, all right, I'll buy this for a little while. But your afterthoughts are like, no. For me, it didn't work. But, yeah.
I think the acting was really well done.
There was,
like, the guy that played the Punisher, though,
mm-hmm.
I really like him. But, like, he's got, like, one, like, acting character. And, like, I feel like that's what he was here.
Yeah.
Like, I was almost watching, like, The Walking Dead again. And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, he's fine. It didn't, like, ruin it. But it was definitely, like, he doesn't have... I didn't feel like it was a character for him.
Yeah, what's so funny about this movie is it had some amazing cinematography, I guess is what you would call it, scenes.
Yeah.
The filmmaking very was well just put stellar. Together. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Great scenes. I was even kind of questioning
practical effects.
Yeah. Like, oh yes.
It looked every time you looked at the screen, it looked great.
It did look great. And I was even kind of questioning some of the sets, like they lived in a They would show Penelope, who was waiting for her husband, in their castle?
Yeah,
But it was all worn down, beat up from the outside. I would think it'd be, they would use more modern, I'm trying to say is art to make it look more newer.
Like, well, I think that's the idea, is that it's like, it's run down, like
uh-huh.
Odysseus isn't there, there's no king.
That makes sense.
Because of like, you know, what, like, I don't want to give away the story that, I don't know if it's like a part of the Odyssey or if it's just kind of like Christopher Nolan's take on it, but there is a point to like why the gods are going after Odysseus and why things are changing in the world and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a part of it. It's like, it's run down. It's not like it's some great kingdom or anything anymore, but that's just kind of like the way the world is.
Okay. Yeah. No, I see that actually. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because for a while there, I was kind of like, you have all the special effects, all this money, and you show a decrepit like castle that's all destroyed and beat up, but the inside looks fine. So I was just kind of thinking about that a little bit, but that does make a lot of sense how you explained it.
But I don't know. I mean, it was like the action was really good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you definitely feel like you're on like a journey
mm-hmm.
with you know, Matt Damon's portrayal and everything, and I think he did a great job.
Well, they said the acting was great, but it just didn't fit
a lot of the stuff. I almost wish that they would have had, like, no-name actors doing this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, and maybe this is just me, but I see Anne Hathaway, I see Matt Damon,
mm-hmm.
I see Spider-Man. Like, I see all of these people, and I really wish that I could just see the characters. And it's not that they did a bad job, it's just that that's what I see.
I think what it is, this is just my opinion, I don't think they change very well.
Yeah.
It's like, here, I'm Anne Hathaway in Les Mis. Now I'm Penelope. I'm Anne Hathaway. Now I'm in Devil Wears Prada. It's it's still her. What's that actor? Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I feel like they remind me of Kevin Costner a little bit. Matt Damon changes better, I think, than...
Yeah, he's got a good range, yeah. But, like, this movie, like, it... I mean, yeah. he has the character. Like, you can you can feel who Odysseus is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it just...
But, yeah, I agree with you with Anne Hathaway. Was it Tom...
Tom Holland?
Yeah. He...
Spider-Boy.
It's just... Yeah, that's all he is. I don't see that change. He just put on a different outfit.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, Robert Pattinson...
I'm glad you brought him up because I was going to bring him up. I think he kind of stole the movie.
Yeah, he did really good.
In a way. Every
John
time he
Leguizamo,
was
kinda... another one. I really liked his performance.
It was okay to me. I felt like it was just John Leguizamo and his New York accent trying to be Greek.
Hey, everybody.
Seriously,
where's
no.
Where's he at, y'all?
That's kind of what I heard. I know everyone's like, oh, he did so good. I'm like, and I'm watching, and I'm like, it sounds like he's from Brooklyn.
Okay.
And he's in Greece.
Let's talk about the real star of the Odyssey, though.
All right. The dog.
The old dog.
Okay. And I'm glad you're...
So
okay.
Great.
Yes, and I'm glad you brought up the dog, because to make Robert Pattinson... Pattinson. Evil.
Just
what
to
they
make
do?
Sure it's clear that he's the bad guy.
He kicks the dog.
Kicks the dog.
How more evil can you make a character than having him kick a dog?
You know, they could have shown him like killing people or you know, beating up people. No. Go right to the audience's jugular. He kicked a dog.
And left it on a pile of dung.
Yeah, I put it on it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where the dog basically stayed. I mean, I'm not trying to ruin that part, but it's like, how evil can you make a person?
I know.
So, right. I feel like if you really want to make someone evil, have them kick a dog.
Yeah.
how much more evil can you get? I also want to talk about the sound. We watched one or two reviews of this movie, mm-hmm. from a couple of YouTubers. They mentioned this sound, and I wanted to talk to you about this because here's my question. All right, so Christopher Nolan does everything in IMAX, mm-hmm. right? And I know IMAX is meant for, like, they have the big cameras,
yes,
and they amplify the sounds and everything.
Well, I think IMAX is specifically all about the image quality. It's not the audio.
But so then, so how come they can't figure out what the sound, like,
okay, so
you think years of IMAX, they'd have, like, the sound figured out.
The sound is different than IMAX,
okay.
But there is, like, a, I remember seeing, like, somebody did a video essay on it on YouTube years ago. It was probably around the time Tenet got released, because Tenet had, like, terrible sound mixing.
Absolutely.
And the YouTuber talked about it, and it was just one of those things where it's like, I was a projectionist back in the day, like, I don't ever remember having issues of, like, dialogue not being able to cut through, or issues of, like, the sound was just so dynamic that it would be, like, appalling to kind of go from scene to scene. And that's almost a common modern day thing. I forgot the YouTuber's explanation for it, but essentially it seems like there was this downward spiral of just sound quality and sound editing,
mm-hmm.
over the 2000s and the 2010s, and it just kind of persisted. Mm-hmm. This movie, I didn't feel like there was any issues. I was going in kind of expecting it, just because it seems like Christopher Nolan is kind of notorious for that. Like, Tenet was one of the worst sound editings that I've seen. And I think we saw it on the same screen at the same theater that we saw Odyssey tonight.
Yes, and I agree with you on that. The only thing that bothered me with the sound, because everyone's complaining about the sound, was how explosive and loud it was. It kind of took away, I feel like, from some, it just made it too much for me, I guess.
I liked it.
You
I
liked
thought it?
It
was really well done. I don't think that there was any, like, points where I was like, oh geez, the explosion was too big and I couldn't hear the dialogue. Like, those
oh yeah
the
yeah
things
yeah
that frustrate
yeah
me. And I've heard, I have a friend, you know, Shad,
mm-hmm.
that dude loves to turn up his stereo system, like, to an ungodly level. That is, like, it's actually, like, a little uncomfortable for me. It's his thing. That's what he likes. I don't feel like I got that from the presentation tonight. I felt like things that were very loud, like, it made sense. But
yep.
That's just my personal take. I think it is, you know, a lot of it is preference.
I still think it was a little too loud, but you are right. It wasn't like Tenet where it took away from the dialogue.
Yeah.
You can still follow the movie. I remember being very frustrated with Tenet, like, because they had the all the sounds and the guy's talking and then all these crazy things are happening, I couldn't follow the dialogue at all because of the sound. But no, I did not have a problem this time with this. Yeah. But it, to me, it was really kind of obnoxiously loud. But that's just, maybe I'm just getting older and that's just my opinion.
You're just,
that.
Just an old curmudgeon, Kate.
I'm getting old, you know, I'm getting up there.
I remember back in my day.
Well, Dolby!
Movies, you couldn't hear anything.
You had the Dolby, what was it? What was it? Dolby?
You had all the Dolbys and the DTSs. And
yeah, those were the days, man.
Yeah.
That's what I want to go back to.
This 5.1 BS they got these days. Go back to mono.
Yeah. But, you know, getting back to the whole thing with the Odyssey, like, I know he was trying to make his own mark on it, trying to do his own thing. It was true to the story, but I just felt like it was a bunch of, like, hey, let's just get a bunch of people from America and just say, hey, we're Greek, let's go fight. Yeah, guys, come on. Yeah, let's go. Like you said, they try all these other things to be authentic, and then here they have the actors, like, yeah, I'm from Greece.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? You know? I fought in that Trojan War. It was terrible. It didn't work for me. So I felt like that kind of actually took away from the movie for me.
All right, Kate. I think we've talked enough. What
you think so?
Would you give this as a rating? Or do you want me to go first?
I'll go first. Okay. I want to say this with a grain of salt. Wasn't a bad movie at all. It wasn't a bad movie.
Oh, okay.
It was not a bad movie. But I feel some liberties were taken that I couldn't look past.
And you've always not been a fan of liberty, like, or freedom in general.
Oh, freedom in general, yeah. I just feel like if you're going to be true to the source material, be true to the source material. If you're going to, like, oh, we're going to be authentic, this and that, and make everything Greek, make it all Greek, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm giving it a 3.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 4.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I thought it was a fun ride.
No, like I said, it wasn't a bad movie at all.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, movies are so expensive. Snacks, all this stuff. It's like, so what's really worth it going to the movies to see?
I think this was
one of them?
A worthy movie to go to the theater to see.
Yeah.
Like, I know that some people have, like, really cool home theater systems.
Uh-huh.
I think it was still neat to see this in the theater.
I think you still could have got the same effect at home if you have a really cool home system.
What about Let's Upset Nolan? I think watching it on our phone would have been just as good.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, you know?
Yeah. Like, why not?
No headphones, just...
No.
Phone speakers, and not like a modern phone, because those are fancy. No, we're talking, like, you know,
tiny
old
phone.
School phones, you know?
Very tiny.
Actually, if you could watch The Odyssey on your old Razer flip phone, then best experience, just as good.
Well, here's the thing, all right, if you want, people are like, oh, go to the movies, get that experience with other people. You can go to your house, have all your friends over, and get that experience and not spend as much money, honestly. So my opinion is, I don't think it was one of those movies worth it.
You're just telling
the
everybody how old you are. You're like, the sound was too loud. There's too many kids in the audience.
You're exactly right. Which is sad. I actually sat next to an older lady that was coughing and sneezing the whole entire time. I'm like,
sing it, sister.
Yeah. Pray that the language of my people.
Yeah.
You know, us old fogies. But yeah, it was, like I said, it wasn't bad, just some of those little things took away the magic of the movie from me.
That's very sad.
Very sad.
Very sad. All right, till next time.